Leviticus 6:2, lying. I want to talk to you about the seriousness of lying, that is, not telling the truth. In the book of Leviticus chapter 6, we see the laws concerning the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the sin offering. We're not going to talk much about the laws pertaining to these various offerings, but rather I want to look at verses 1 through 3 together. The Bible says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, If a person sins and commits a trespass against the Lord by lying to his neighbor about what was delivered to him for safekeeping, or about a pledge, or about a robbery, or if he has extorted from his neighbor, or if he has found what was lost and lies concerning it, and swears falsely in any one of these things that a man may do in which he sins." Skip to verse 6. "He shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord, a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation as a trespass offering to the priest." In this section of Scripture, the Lord is speaking to Moses about a number of follies that the Lord considers to be sin. One of those sins was lying to or deceiving the person's neighbor. Now, a neighbor doesn't necessarily mean the person that lives next door. Everybody is our neighbor. On your own time, you can read Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, on the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus gives us a pretty good example of who our neighbor is. Let's shift our focus to the sin of lying. If you turn to the book of Exodus chapter 20 and look at verse 16, we see the 9th commandment out of the 10. The Bible says, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." Bearing false witness is lying against or lying to your neighbor. There's no such thing as a half-truth either. We are called to be people of integrity and honesty. Why? Because we are the ambassadors of Christ. We are to be an example of God while here on earth. And the Bible tells us that God cannot lie. We see Paul pen those words in his letter to Titus. In chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, the author writes that it is impossible for God to lie. If God doesn't lie and it's impossible for him to lie, then we shouldn't lie either. I believe that we need to be so much more careful with the words that we say. The reason why I bring this up is because the Lord is dealing with me in this area as well. What I mean is that the Lord wants me to be very careful on what I say to people. Let me give you some examples. It might seem like legalism, but take it to heart. I was recently talking to one of my friends, and they said a simple phrase, "Hey, tell your wife hi from me." My response? "I will." After about 48 hours, I remembered that conversation. I went and told Don hi from my friend. Yes, I did do what I said I would do, but the Lord highlighted that instance to me and told me to be careful what I say. Why? Because if I permanently forgot to tell my wife hi from my friend, then my words, "I will," has now become a lie because I didn't fulfill what I said I would do. On another instance, I met some guy on the street, somebody that I will probably never see again on this earth. As I was leaving, I casually said, "See you later." And then the Lord stopped me, and he spoke to me and he said, "Are you for certain that you will see that person later?" And the answer was no. And the Lord said, "Then I want you to be careful on what you say." Now, these may seem like simple things. This may seem a little legalistic to some people, but Jesus says in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, "Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." We are to mean what we say and to do what we say. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus? Dear Lord, please forgive me for any and all lies that I may have told. Please help me to be a person of honesty and integrity in all that I do and say. I choose to walk in truth so that the truth may set me free. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.